I can certainly understand the importance of structure to one's prayer life, the kind of structure you have in the Muslim prayer five times a day. What about the content, though? What is the content of those prayers?
They call it a raka, and it is repeated in all five. Most of the Muslims in the world don't know Arabic, but they all say the prayer, and their pronunciation, many of them, isn't any better than mine. This is the way it goes in Arabic. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahmani Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdina siratal mustaqim. Praise be to Allah, the creator of the world. So right at the start, we get things in place. This life, this world, is no accident. Randomness isn't much of a philosophy to live by. It all flows and emanates from a being infinite in power and equally infinite in goodness. Having established the reality of this absolute Allah, we move to the character. What is its character? The merciful, the compassionate, and there's two flows there. The merciful, in having created us, given us this gift of life, the compassionate in drawing us back to Him, in Islamic term imagery, to heaven. Now, just as we're about ready to say, well, that's fine, and sort of slack back, why we get ruler of the day of judgment. In other words, watch out. Don't relax. This is a world of law, and mistakes have their consequences. Therefore, watch out the steps that you're making in this day.